Welcome to another edition of episode edition. I always struggle with that. My drive.
First to know
podcast.
You want to
list? Lots to know. $35,000 reward offered in Prescott Valley fires for the Legato fire and the school fire. Yeah, by a silent witness in conjunction with PVPD, CAFMA, and ATF announced a reward of up to $35,000 for information leading to the arrest of the suspect or suspects related to the two fires that occurred in Prescott Valley involving Legato and Bradshaw Mountain High School West Campus. You can call by silent witness at 1-800-932-3232 or visit yavapaisw.com. Tips can be made anonymously, which I can't believe I said that this morning.
Anonymously.
So that is some good news, at least, that they're rolling forward with the tip line and that's increased.
Well, and I think there's a lot of, good news around this is just how much I've seen the community come together in support of this and trying to keep our community safe. And it's a little unnerving when you've got stuff going on and you've got something like this and then the school stuff. And, there's a lot of parents. We actually got our granddaughter out of school early on Thursday. And there were, was it Thursday? Four sheets of kids, our parents that had started pulling kids out of school. So parents are upset. They're unnerved. They canceled school on Friday. But it's not going to be tolerated in this town.
It's time to pull together and keep it together. Let's not let time pass by. Let's keep working as a community. Mm-hmm. I would hope, knock on wood. You want to do the happy fluffy announcement on First to Know here?
Yeah. So Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias is coming to Prescott Valley. Good job to that team over there because they're pulling in some good acts. I know I got my tickets to ZZ Top. Did you get yours?
I did.
It's okay. So we're going to ZZ Top. Then we can go see Fluffy. This is going to be great at the Finley Toyota Center. He's going to be performing October 6th, 2024. October. Yeah, a long time. This is part of his Don't Worry, Be Fluffy tour. What you got?
I pulled up the best Fluffy jokes, best of Gabriel Fluffly. I'm out of maybe it was that chocolate bar I had.
You should have had chocolate and coffee. Next thing I know,
Snoop reaches under the desk and he pulls out the biggest blunt I have ever seen.
So we all know Fluffy. If you don't, you have to see Fluffy.
Do you know I saw Snoop Dogg?
What's that?
I've met Snoop Dogg.
You met Snoop Dogg? Yeah. Is that related to Blunt and Fluffy?
Yeah, Snoop Dogg. So I got to meet Snoop Dogg. It was a pretty magical time. We were at Dick's Sporting Goods and he was buying protective cups for his football team. So he's got handfuls of...
This is Snoop Dogg? Snoop Dogg is
in California. He was buying protective equipment for his football players.
I guess the appropriate place to go for cups.
That was it. And I was all, hey, Snoop, right? I got you. Hey, Snoop. And he's all, hey, mama.
Did he say, hey, mama?
He said, hey, mama.
Big Daddy didn't hear that.
Big Daddy heard and he was like, oh.
So October 6th, right?
October 6th. So this isn't about Snoop or anybody, but it's about Fluffy. Let's go.
Prescott Valley, the Toyota.
Finley Toyota Center.
The Finley Toyota Center is just bringing in better and better acts. That venue is really taken off.
Lainey Wilson, is that? So didn't she just win some? She did. She was nominated, but she didn't win.
She's big time.
She's big time. So great job over there, guys.
Yep. I would agree. And then Art and Wine with Lynn Delano. Art, fun, appetizers, guided step-by-step with Lynn Delano, Saturday, April 13th, 1 to 3 p.m. at the Phippen Museum in Prescott. A lot of people don't know that's a really cool venue, amazing gallery. It doesn't look like they have that much inside when you pass it by in the roundabout.
Yeah, when
there,
you're just kind zipping of adjacent through, watching out for the roundabouts.
Right. So check out the Phippen Museum if you've never been. But also on April 13th, they got a art event going on, $35 for members and $40 for non-members. Register by calling 928-778-1385. Again, Phippen Museum, 928-778-1385. And if you don't want to pay, just go check out the gallery. They also have a very cool gift shop.
Oh, and you've got art and fun.
And you heard
and
it
wine
on First to Know.
Appetizers.
What else is going on?
Mile High PBR. So you know what?
Bull Riders.
I went straight to I thought it was, when I first came here, I thought PBR was like Prescott Bull Riders. So I was like, oh, how many?
Close enough for city work.
Yeah. Professional bull riders. So Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th. Is that this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That came up so fast. This is part of the Touring Pro division and will showcase some of the rising stars along with fan favorites and veteran bull riders. For more information, wow, it's catching. Visit PBR.com and for tickets, visit FinleyToyotaCenter.com.
Speaking of rodeo and equestrian things, jumping over to the Prescott Rodeo Grounds, Friday, April 12th, 7 p.m. and Saturday, April 13th at 4 p.m. and Sunday, April 14th at 1 p.m. I'm not going to pronounce this correctly. Cirque Macio, a traveling equestrian circus and acrobatics troupe, is bringing a spectacular showcase of beautiful horses and talented performers to Prescott. Show features high-flying stunts with European Romani theme, promising a thrilling experience for riders. I don't know what a Romani theme is. Does it involve pasta?
I'm thinking Romanian.
Okay.
Because I just think of high-flying stunts. My hopes for
Penny were dashed.
Yeah, you get no pasta, but you might get some Romanian high-flying stunts.
So again, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, again this weekend, surprising Alicia that we're halfway through the month.
How'd that happen?
Prescott Rodeo Grounds. You're going to have to help me out today. Tickets can be purchased at the door or by visiting
Cirque Macio
tickets. You know what? Just
go get tickets. Cirque. See?
Go to the worldsoldestrodeo.com website, and I'm guessing
it's got to be on
more
there.
Information there.
Cirque Macio.
That's Cirque Macio tickets.
Do you know where else you can find high flying stunts?
Where?
In Utah this weekend. Storm's going to a big competition and going to throw up some high-flying stunts.
Prescott Valley's. Give our people some context. Prescott Valley's national championship
back-to-back
cheer team. Back-to-back champs. Yep. They're located, believe it or not, right in Prescott Valley.
Right here.
They're going to be where?
Utah. It's like, huh? That's where now. Okay, let's go to Utah.
And be high-flying with some of the downwinders?
Yeah, go... sneak in some alcohol, I guess. Because
sweet, no, I won't be there, but we don't need to wish you luck because you guys always do. We represent well.
Prescott Valley Pinwheel Party. Gather the family and enjoy food truck. Wow, what is happening to us today? Prescott Valley Pinwheel Party. Gather the family and enjoy food trucks, music, raffles, giveaways, community resources, and more. This Saturday from 11 to 2 at the Prescott Valley Civic Center. This is a free event hosted by Prevent Child Abuse Arizona. For more information, email Sarah at pcaaz.org or visit pcaaz.org.
Speaking of more things to do, you can tell that events are wrapping up.
It's time. Ramping.
Can't even say ramping.
We're ramping.
Ramping up this spring, Saturday, April 13th, Main Street Theater in Prescott Valley. There's a talent show. Here's your opportunity to showcase your talent and be a part of the festivities of Prescott Valley Days. Competition age groups are 10 to 14, 15 to 18, and 19 and up. And the first place in each age group will receive a $50 prize. So go put on your acting gear.
Yeah. Do you ever do a talent show or anything like that when you were in school?
I won the sixth grade dance contest.
Nice.
For boys. I won the boys side. I didn't win the girls side.
You didn't win the girls side? Yeah, I was in a talent show and I did New York, New York. If I could. And we were like waitresses. And
was
we
that
had
when
like
you could read the cue cards?
Yeah, because I was in like sixth grade. Jessica was in a talent show.
Oh, yeah? What was your talent? Our co-producer here.
She put her sister on her lap, who was a ventriloquist dummy. And Jessica pretended to be the ventriloquist.
So you had to be the ventriloquist and your sister was a dummy?
Yeah.
Yeah, but one of the jokes was, you're the one talking to a stick. Who's the dummy?
I wrote the joke, so it was pretty awesome.
Nice.
So
family fun. Speaking of family, the Yap High Family Advocacy Center brings a new podcast to the Castle 11 Podcast Network here at Talking Glass Media. Missy Sikora, director of the Yap High Family Advocacy Center, bringing the new podcast and the importance of YFAC and remove the stigma of being a victim. In this very first Start Healing with YFAC, Missy chats with Kimberly Lopez about the Yapai Family Advocacy Center and the services available. If you want more information about YFAC, visit yfac.org or contact them directly at 928-775-0699. So in a nutshell, the Yavapai Family Advocacy Center is launching a podcast on cast11.com and taking the stigma out of being a victim of a crime or, I'm assuming, abuse, all the things in that category, unfortunately. But we're going to turn it into a fortunate learning experience, I'm hoping. Yeah,
excellent for people to know they're not alone. They're not the only ones facing this, and there's help for them.
Mundo.
My first herb and vegetable gardens. Waters Garden Center covers the best heirloom varieties to local favorites and highlights soil prep, best practices, and care. This Saturday, man, what a terrible weekend to be out of town. There's so much going on. Saturday, April 13th from 9:30 to 10:30 at Waters Garden Center in Prescott. For more information, visit watersgardencenter.com/events.
And for those with hope and belief, the Prophecy 24 Conference, Saturday, April 13th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Prescott Mile High Middle School. Join Pastor Mike, Pastor Barry, Pastor David, and Gary Kaa to open up the scriptures to address the days we're living in and the hope that lies ahead. So I guess we're ending on a positive note on the First to Know podcast. Speaking of podcasts.
Yep.
You want to talk a little about, since you're the sports gal?
Yeah, but okay, do you want me to talk about the draft coming up? Or I guess I could talk about softball. So,
well, why don't you start with what Torrance T.D. Dunham talks about, then go to the draft.
Our wonderful Torrance T.D. Dunham is going to recap softball wins this week for the Prescott Badgers, Bradshaw Mountain Bears, and Chino Valley. They all win. Did everybody win? Is this a great time to be alive that we're sweeping the softball world? Also, if you care, the draft's coming up. So just one step closer to NFL season.
So where can I find out about sports?
I would assume local sports. I would check out Cast 11 and check out
Cast11.com. Talking Central Arizona Sports.
Talking Central.
A lot of spoons in my words today with Torrance T.D. Dunham, our prodigal sports professional.
You know what? Since you're struggling so much, I'm going to take the Idealio of the Week, brought to you by Steam Sauna Studios.
Thank you.
$5 off your first session in Chino Valley.
All right. And in case you know you have a leaky roof or smoke, rather get right mitigation and restoration with Mitch Zembic in YCCA Hammer Times podcast with Sandy Griffiths.
Love her.
That's all I got. You're off to Utah for some cheer championship squad action.
Some squad.
Watch out for those roundabouts as you go north to Utah.
Going for a sweep, buddy. Let's see. Keep your fingers crossed.
See ya.
See ya.